Good morning. We're continuing with Adam Klal Samach Zayin. We're learning Siman Tes. So Siman Tes deals with a painful issue, and he addresses a question which is a very pressing question. For many people, they have a situation where the parents get elderly, and there's a challenge to take care of them. Does the mitzvah of keeping of aim require them to commit themselves to care for the parents, even when the parents are becoming very challenging? They can be angry, emotionally upset, dementia, etc. So the Chayyolim deals with this issue. Really, this issue is discussed, the source of this is in the Rambam. If the parents are nitrofadas, they're losing their clarity of mind, they have some form of dementia or madness or something of that sort. So a person should attempt to take care of them and deal with them from the vantage point of the parent, even though the parent clearly doesn't understand the reality. But in his mind, that's the reality. You can't argue with him. You can't change his mind. You can't, or her mind. You can't clarify it. You can talk to as much as you want, and they're not going to understand what you're saying. They're going to still believe that that's their reality. You should try and work with them from their vantage point. If a person finds that that's going to be difficult for him to do, him or her to do, they have difficulty dealing with the parents. The parents have become too demanding. And the situation is beyond the child's level of ability to deal with it. So, you should leave. The Rambam actually says the person should leave, and the Shulchan Aruch brings this, and the Chayyim is quoting it as well, that the person should actually not stay there. So he should appoint others to take care of the parents. Somebody who's not a child can deal with it without the emotion and is able to deal with the parents appropriately and doesn't get upset. Many times a child, because of their connection and their emotion about the parent, takes what the parent is doing much more to heart, and it's very painful for them, and they cannot deal with the emotion of taking care of the parents under these difficult circumstances. So the Rambam actually recommends that, A, he should give the parents people to take care of them. That's where the parents will not be degraded in any way. Something which is going to be embarrassing for the parents. But the child should leave. If the child is in a situation where he cannot fulfill kibud av v'em k'roi, standing around and ignoring the parents' commands and demands, is very questionable. When it's yes, keep it up, aim, when it's not, keep it up, aim, when they're allowed to, when they're not allowed to. So even the child feels that emotion, they can't handle it, that doesn't mean necessarily that we should exempt them halachically if they hear the parent making a certain request, etc. So the best thing to do is to not be there. By absenting themselves, they're not there, therefore there's not a concern that they will ignore the request of the parents and be over the mitzvahs of kibud av v'em and mara av v'em. And that's actually better, according to the Rambam, than being there. And they, obviously, when they're there, they can offer some type of help, etc. And the parent will enjoy the visit, etc. So the child obviously will try and be there on as much of a basis as often as the child can deal with in a rational way without getting overwhelmed with emotion and then finding it overbearing to deal with. So this, lo'aleinu, is a common issue. And it's fascinating just to see how the Rambam and then the Chayyim, the Shulchan Aruch Chayyim following him, deal with this. They recognize that a person does have limitations for dealing with kibud av v'em. Now we're going to see later on, in Siman Yud Aleph, that in the presence of the parents, they have no right to embarrass them, insult them, disagree with them, even if the parent is doing something which is clearly inappropriate vis-a-vis the child, that they cannot do. The child cannot, because of kibud av v'em and mara av v'em, the child has limitations of how they can respond to the parent. If the child feels that they are not going to respond appropriately, they should absent themselves. We will also see later on that a parent which makes a burden upon the child to the point where it's overwhelming for the child, A, it's not appropriate for the parent because the child is going to be nichshol, and B, if the parent abuses the child, whether it's physical or emotional, to the point that the child is going to respond, which would be an aveira, the parent is overly naive by, as it were, enticing the child to do something wrong by the abuse that they're pouring upon the child. So we recognize that the child cannot act inappropriately vis-a-vis the parent when they are in the presence of the parent, but the parent has no right to therefore use that as a cudgel to do whatever they want to the child, and if the child cannot deal with it, we recommend the child to absent themselves rather than to be there and to fight and to disagree with the parent. Have a good day.